This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Typhoon Mangkhut has come ashore in the Philippines, smashing into the northern coast with sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour. The storm has recorded wind gusts of up to 255 kilometers per hour. It made landfall at Bagao in the province of Cagayan. Officials have warned of extreme damage and a storm surge of up to 6 meters. Mangkhut is expected to cause widespread damage to infrastructure, agriculture, and livelihoods within its 900-kilometer diameter. Philippine Red Cross specialists have been sent to areas likely to be hit by the storm, ready to assess damage and deliver assistance once it is safe. The deadliest storm ever recorded in the Philippines was Super Typhoon Haiyan, which killed nearly 7,000 people and affected millions more in 2013. Hurricane Florence came ashore on North Carolina's Atlantic coast early Friday, leading to 4 deaths, triggering a life-threatening storm surge of floodwaters and tearing apart buildings with strong winds. One woman and her baby were killed when a tree fell on their home. Another woman died when she suffered a heart attack and storm debris prevented emergency responders from getting to her. Another person was killed when he was electrocuted as he tried to plug in a generator. The storm is now headed south, and South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster's warned residents Florence is not like hurricanes they have experienced before.
This Hurricane Florence is different from those we've had before. This hurricane is going to be with us for about 2 days.
The National Hurricane Center says Florence has weakened to a tropical storm. The center of it will move across extreme southeastern North Carolina Friday evening and into South Carolina on Saturday. This is VOA News. President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has agreed to plead guilty and cooperate with prosecutors. Jim Malone has details.
Manafort pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges in Washington related to his past work on behalf of Ukraine. His attorney, Kevin Downing, spoke to reporters.
A tough day for Mr. Manafort, but he's accepted responsibility. And he wanted to make sure that his family was able to remain safe and live a good life.
The Manafort developments are the latest chapter in the Russia probe, an investigation that now hangs over President Trump and Republican hopes of keeping their congressional majorities in midterm elections in November. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders issued a statement noting that Manafort's legal problems had nothing to do with President Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is denying charges of sexual assault when he was in high school. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the accusations came as the Senate Judiciary Committee gets set to confirm or not Kavanaugh's nomination.
The incident allegedly happened while Kavanaugh was in high school. The Senate Judiciary Committee's top Democrat says she received information about Kavanaugh and has given it to federal investigators. Kavanaugh says in a statement released by the White House he unequivocally denies the allegation, saying, "I did not do this back in high school or at any time."
The Judiciary Committee, which has finished confirmation hearings for Kavanaugh, still plans to vote next Thursday on whether to recommend that he be confirmed by the full Senate. The World Food Program says humanitarian workers, warehouses, and food stocks in Yemen's port city of Hodeidah have come under attack in recent days, jeopardizing vital assistance programs. Lisa Schlein has details from Geneva.
The WFP reports several serious security incidents have occurred since Wednesday. It says the Red Sea mill silos, which mill a quarter of the WFP's monthly wheat requirements, came under attack. It says a mortar shell launched by an unidentified armed group also hit a WFP warehouse, holding enough food for 19,200 people. It says a guard was injured. WFP reports more than 8 million people in Yemen are facing starvation. It warns any disruption to the food supply could push many over the brink. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And U.S. media reports say President Donald Trump has instructed aides to proceed with tariffs on $200 billion more of Chinese products. Bloomberg and Reuters said the president wants to move forward with the duties, even though Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is trying to restart talks with Beijing. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.